Hey, Story Pillar friends, it's me, Meg, grown-ups. If your family loves dogs and is on the lookout for more great storytelling podcasts to curl up and listen to together, check out our pod friend, The Adventures of Power Dog in Dogland. Join Power Dog and his pack as they encounter new creatures, work together to solve problems, and discover powers they didn't even know they had. You can find more information at powerdogadventures.com and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Also, grown-ups, if you and your kids are huge fans of planets, black holes, and all things space-related, definitely check out our pod friend, Reach, a Space Podcast for Kids. Each week, join hosts Brian Holden and Meredith Stepien for a family-friendly exploration of our galaxy and beyond. Guided by listener questions, Reach features interesting facts, fun at-home experiments, and interviews with experts from places like the Adler Planetarium and even NASA. If your family is ready for a fun-filled trip through the stars, you can listen wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, ready for the show? Hey, I'm so happy you're back. I'm Meg, a human person. And I think that tapping is Bean. She's a butterfly with a yellow hat. What you doing, Bean?
Hey, Meg. Just a sec for three extremely irritating caterpillar and squawky giant chicken. Send. Okay.
Excuse me, ma'am. This is Sergeant Sneaky Shorts and Deputy Sparky Socks of the Rainbow Unicorn Space Ninja Police Department. Over.
Yeah, you're not really a police officer.
That's irrelevant. Over. Are you aware, ma'am, that it's illegal to sell adorable-ish-tastic red-shoe-wearing caterpillar brothers and their sweetie, meaty,
giant chicken sidekicks?
Over.
Oh, yeah. I was just, like, posting on our Give a Little, Get a Little neighborhood recycling group. See?
You can't recycle me, Tiny Bee! You're under arrest! Over.
Ew, are your handcuffs made of spaghetti?
Now halt, you love breaker, shaker, raker! Over.
Ew, get out of my wing pit. Gross.
Sparky, call for backup! Over.
This should be a fun one today.
Leave me alone!
Gotcha, swatcha! Oopsie poopsie.
Well, now that you know who we are, this is...
Story Pillar.
Officer Sneaky Shorts to Story Pillar HQ. Over.
I feel a story coming on. Wonder where we'll end up today. Blast around the world with Sneak and Bean leading the way. Go Story Pillar, we're in this together. No stopping us, full speed ahead. Go Story Pillar, shake it up a little. Make cloudy skies brighter with friends. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Hey everyone. Welcome to the fourth episode of Story Pillar Season 3. This is a podcast where we tackle sticky situations, explore stories from all over the world, and pick up advice from you, our listeners.
And restore justice to the Galactiverse with nothing but spaghetti handcuffs and a dream. Over.
Holy cheese ball, Sneak. Stop slapping me with sticky spaghetti. Ugh.
Prepare to meet the spaghetti handcuffs of doom. Dun, dun, dun. Over.
Sneak.
Okay, I think it's time to check in with our listeners and find out what sticky situation we're tackling this week. Listeners, how are you feeling today?
A lot of police radio clicks and screaming about spaghetti. Over.
Yeah, It sounds like we're not the only siblings driving each other bat-bonkers today.
I don't think there are any siblings in the history of the world that get along all the time. But what exactly happened?
Heli tried to arrest me this morning for eating cereal.
Cereal's illegal on Mondays. Over.
No, it's not. You are so annoying.
You tried to recycle me. And sweet little baby Sparky Worky Poo. Over.
Okay, well, recycling your sibling is actually very, very illegal.
Fine. Delete.
Thanks, Bean. Okay, we definitely have our sticky situation for this week. What do you do when you're feeling cranky and irritated with a sibling?
Hot, sweaty spaghetti socks. That means it's story time.
Yeah, this week we're traveling to the Yukon in the extreme northwestern corner of Canada. It borders the U.S. state of Alaska to the west and two other Canadian regions, the Northwest Territories to the east and British Columbia to the south. It's covered in mountains, rivers, lakes, and tundras, which are frozen grasslands.
And in like 1947, in a town called Snag, Yukon, it was negative 60 degrees Celsius or 81 degrees below zero Fahrenheit.
Holy frozen freezer balls!
I know, because the northern Yukon is within the Arctic Circle, it can even have a polar night, which is when the sun doesn't rise above the horizon for like months at a time.
Yeah, Baruni Tuni. And the Yukon is the perfect place for caribou, an amazing animal I talked all about on my sneak attack last week. They're basically wild reindeer that are super duper pooper good at surviving in cold weather because of their double fur and the hollow hooves they use to scoop plants from under the snow. Oh, and caribou are also a really, really important animal for the Gwich'in people, an indigenous nation that lives at the very tippy top of North America. Hello up there, polar bear!
Yep. Our story today actually takes place in a Gwich'in town. And I'm pretty sure that Drin Gwin Zi is one way of saying hello in Gwich'in. Wanna try?
Drin Gwin Zi!
Drin Gwin Zi.
Nice. Okay, listeners, your turn. Sounds good to me. Okay, rocket time sneak.
Buckle your baby booties. And count down.
3, 2, 1. Blast off.
The Bunny and the Crow by Denise Flores and Meg Lewis. Adapted from The Raven and the Coot, a folktale from the Upper Yukon. Quanah watched the town sparkle under a dusting of new snow. She huffed a warm breath onto the windowpane and traced a heart on the frosty glass. The sky outside was still dark, even though she had just finished lunch, and it was almost time to get ready for the winter festival, where she would see the sunshine for the first time in almost a month.
Good night!
Why does he have to be so loud?
She groaned as her little brother's piercing shouts and stomping feet rattled the walls. Quanah plucked her stuffed bunny off her quilted bedspread.
He's in my face all the time, like a bee on a flower. Not like you.
She gave the stuffy's worn cheeks a kiss and tugged on her uneven whiskers.
I love you way more.
The door exploded and Yaquez crashed into her room, face covered in jelly.
Kuna, Kuna, we go festival!
What are you doing? Get out of my room!
She crushed Isla to her chest and shook a finger at her annoying, sticky brother.
And my name is Quanah. Kuna, Kuna.
Yaquez stomped and stuck out his tongue, sending a spray of potato chip crumbs all over Isla's pink, lopsided ears.
Ew, gross! Get out! And stop saying my name wrong!
She gave him one quick shove and slammed the door. then bunched her hands into fists and nearly squeezed the stuffing out of poor Isla's paw. Quanah? What happened? Her mother squinted suspiciously, a snuffling Yaquez clinging to her knees.
Nothing. I didn't do anything. He comes in here and drools on all my stuff, and he, like, can't even say my name right.
She wiped hot tears from her eyes and shook Isla in her brother's direction. Quanah, please be patient with your brother. Her mother smiled gently and rubbed the little boy's back. He's younger than you and is still learning. You know that. Quanah played with Isla's ears, but no longer felt like her head might explode.
Well, when is he gonna stop learning?
We never stop learning, little bear. Her mother grinned and playfully tugged the rabbit's fluffy white tail. As her mother kissed the top of her head, Quanah hugged Isla close, then silently counted to 10 and turned to face her brother.
I'm sorry, Yaquez. I shouldn't have shouted at you, but maybe knock next time, okay? Okay, Quanah. I'm sorry, too.
He planted a sticky kiss on her elbow before tugging Isla free of her grasp.
Now go festival! Yaquez, take bunny! Yaquez, give that back!
Quanah sprinted down the hall after him.
Yaquez!
Watching Isla's ears flap like chicken wings as he scuttled through the kitchen and barreled out the back door.
Yaquez!
She burst into the yard seconds behind her brother and gasped like a dying fish.
No!
Yaquez screamed up at a tree branch and waved his very empty hands at a large crow with two pink bunny ears dangling from its beak.
Come back, bad crow!
Quanah felt her heart turn to ice.
Yaquez, try not to scare it. Give bunny back!
But the crow took off in an explosion of black feathers. Yaquez burst into tears, and Quanah felt her heart burst into a million pieces as Isla's fluffy white tail sailed out of sight beneath steadily flapping wings.
Isla!
Quanah sipped from a steaming cup of hot cocoa and felt its warmth seep through her favorite purple mittens. She drank in the lights and sounds whirling around the festival grounds and almost forgot about Isla and the crow and her terrible, no good, perfectly rotten little brother.
Bear! Grr!
Yaquez ran ahead of their mother and bared his tiny white teeth at a towering polar bear ice sculpture, then turned and made a silly face in Quanah's direction.
Ugh.
She just scowled back, feeling an angry flush creep up her neck.
You're so annoying!
She tried to focus on the other shimmering statues. There was one shaped like a caribou with wide, majestic antlers, and another of a groundhog with its cheeks stuffed full of something tasty. She'd started to feel just the tiniest bit better until her eyes landed on a block of glistening blue ice perfectly carved into the shape of a rabbit. Tears rolled down her cheeks and she plopped down next to the giant bunny's icy paws.
Candy, Quanah?
Yaquez looked down at her with sad puppy dog eyes and held out a half-eaten chocolate-smeared peace offering.
Ew, go away!
Quanah crossed her arms, but the little boy dropped to all fours and somehow managed to worm his way onto her lap.
Ugh.
She twisted and was about to fling him away like a pebble in a slingshot when her mother caught her eye over the top of Yaquez's fuzzy hat.
Be patient, little bear. He's still learning.
Quanah heard her mother's words pulse through the tiny twinkling lights strung high above the ice rabbit's enormous ears.
We never stop learning.
She took a deep breath and gently wrapped her arms around her brother.
Sorry, Bako took bunny, Quanah.
He wiped his nose on her sleeve and snuggled closer.
Ew.
She made a face at the brother boogers dripping from her elbow, but decided to hug him back anyway.
Just don't take my things without asking, okay? Okay, Quanah.
Mwah. Gross.
Yaquez, help find Quanah bunny?
My name isn't...
Quanah squeezed her eyes shut, then opened them and started again.
Thanks, Yaquez. But can you maybe try to say my name right? Quanah.
She watched his small face scrunch up and crossed her fingers inside her mittens. He puffed like a steam engine until Quanah was sure he'd land face first in the snow.
Maybe we'll try again tomorrow.
She smiled and reached for his hand. Wanna go look for Isla?
Fine, Bunny! Fine, Becco!
Yaquez nearly pulled her arm out of its socket.
Ow! Okay, I'm coming!
Quanah felt her mother squeeze her shoulder before setting off in search of her precious rabbit, her possibly not-so-rotten little brother, skipping happily at her side.
Kuna, look, Yaquez skate!
Yaquez stumbled like a dizzy penguin and landed hard on the slick surface.
Try to slide, Yaquez, not walk. Like this.
Quanah pushed off the ice, towing a wobbly Yaquez towards the edge of the crowded rink. Skating was Quanah's favorite. When the winter nights were long and they had to wait for days to see the sunrise, she often zipped around on her ice skates, Isla tucked carefully into her jacket, flying in circles until the stars blurred above them.
Let go! Do like Quanah!
She released Yaquez's hands and watched him take a few teetering strides before wrapping his arms around a fence rail and beaming proudly up at her.
Hey, Yaquez! You did it! You skated!
Quanah spun in a circle, then whooshed over to the fence and studied the bustling fairground.
Sorry, no fine bunny, Quanah. It's okay, Yaquez.
At least we tried. And they had. Together, brother and sister had searched through every food stand, trinket stall, and trash can in the entire festival. They had climbed fences and picnic tables and even made it halfway up a knobby old pine tree before their mother dragged them off to the ice rink for a break. Quanah slid her skates back and forth on the ice, then shrieked as Yaquez slapped her eyeball.
Ow!
Yaquez!
Cole! Back, Cole!
He shimmied under the fence and toddled after a large black bird swooping past the rink with something pink clamped tightly in its beak.
Isla!
Quanah raced past the other skaters and caught up to where her brother frantically hopped around in the snow just outside the rink.
Bad call! Give Quanah bunny back!
Yaquez shouted and growled and threw a steady stream of snowballs at its wildly flapping wings.
Give me back my Isla!
Quanah launched a few snowy missiles of her own until the massive bird zigged and zagged, then let out an ear-splitting caw and fluttered off in a huff.
Bunny!
Quanah's heart leapt into her ears as the stolen bunny tumbled from the crow's open beak and plopped onto the ground before them.
Got bunny, Quanah! Bad call gone!
Yaquez scooped Isla up and shook the snow from her long, furry ears.
Isla! I can't believe we found you!
Quanah hugged the rumpled stuffy tightly to her chest.
Well, I guess Yaquez found you.
She kissed her precious rabbit in the exact center of her soft gray nose, then swept her brother into a bear hug.
Thank you, Yaquez. You're not terrible at all.
She held him and Isla close and spun like a storm cloud until the little boy shrieked with glee and her insides wobbled like jelly.
Quanah Peko! Chase Bunny!
Yaquez tugged at her sleeve and pointed toward the ring.
You want me to chase you?
Peace. Quanah Peko! Yaquez hold Bunny!
He stretched out his arms and wiggled his mittens at her.
Okay, just try not to lose her this time.
Okay, Quanah.
Okay, ready.
She gave him a gentle push and flapped her wings like a giant ice skating bird.
Caw, caw, caw. I'm gonna get you, little rabbit. Quanah!
And so they played, the squealing, wobbly bunny and the large, featherless crow with purple mittens, until the sun finally rose and joined in the fun.
Yaquez love Quanah.
The end. So, what did you think?
Well, little chicken shell. I have 348 toes divided by 5.5 plus 2 bony stone age giant chicken feet equals 65.3 super rainbow ninja glow in the dark ice skates.
I would love to ice skate with you, Sneak, but let's talk about the story first.
Well, I definitely understood how Quanah felt when Yakez actually lost her favorite toy, which is like totally something a little brother would do.
Wait a sec, tiny speck. Yakez was just trying to have fun with his sister, Mr. Mister. How could he possibly know that a criminal tastic crow crook would swipe his sister's sweet stuffy? Answer me that, chicken hat.
I kinda, like, get that now, I guess. I mean, even when Yakez was being bat but bonkers, he was just trying to hang out with her.
Exactly, bootly. And when she actually smactually tried playing with him.
They actually, like, had a lot of fun together.
And so, chicken toe.
I guess I'm, like, willing to try playing some of your, creative games, but, like, I still need you to respect my boundaries, okay? Like, if I'm getting irritated, you have to, like, actually stop.
Copy that, beanie hat. Ooh. And maybe we can have a cool-down code word like sweaty spaghetti syrup.
Maybe. But, like, having a code word for when one of us is upset is, like, a pretty great idea.
You're welcome, squelcome, beanie weenie genie.
Okay, so now we've got one unstick trick for when you're feeling irritated with a sibling.
Suggest some ground rules and, like, maybe even come up with a cool-down code word so you can both enjoy playing together.
Yeah, but Rainy Dinnies, now we get to hear even more unsticky trickies.
Here are Charlotte, Aviana, and Esme with what they do when they're frustrated with a sibling.
My name is Charlotte, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm one of the ABC Story Sisters. When I'm feeling cranky and irritated with my sisters, I try to calm myself down and count to 10.
My name is Esme. I'm 7 years old, and something that I do with a sibling when I'm feeling cranky or irritated is I'd find something else to do, or I'd tell them stop. And for my brother, he would usually go up to a grown-up and say what I did, and the grown-up would help him apologize or me apologize or whatever.
Hi, my name's Aviana, and I'm 7 years old. My question is, what do you do when you're feeling cranky and irritated with a sibling? What I do is I ask them to stop, and I ask a grown-up to come, and some strategies I use as I walk away and close the doors and play with my dolls. Thank you, and bye.
Slap my scissors and call me Clucky. Those were fantastic ideas.
Yeah, and I think they'll, like, actually come in handy next time I'm, like, really annoyed. So, thanks.
Listeners, if you have an unstick trick you use when you're feeling upset with a sibling, send your grownups to storypillar.com/unstick tricks. And if you want to hear Charlotte tell some amazing stories with her sisters, check out the episode notes for a link to our pod friend, ABC Story Sisters. Okay, that's it. We finished our fourth episode of Story Pillar Season 3.
Holy itchy elbow icicles, self high five, blam!
You have icicles on your elbows?
Ooh, they taste like blueberries. Yum-a-boo!
You, stop licking your elbow pits.
Okay, everyone, thanks for joining us. We'll have new episodes for you on the first 3 Mondays of every month.
Sneak attack! On the first Monday.
A full episode on the second Monday.
And a Binometer check on the third Monday.
Grown-ups, don't forget to check out our online Story Pillar store. Head to storypillarstore.threadless.com to sneak a peek at our t-shirts, mugs, puzzles, and other great swag. As always, a giant thank you to Andy Jobe and Susanna Bridges for their work on our theme song, and an extra special shout out to Denise Flores for co-writing our story today. Oh, and a giant-tastic self-high-five to David Wilson for taking charge of our audio.
Incredible! grown-ups, don't forget to skate your shiny little sugar shoes on over to Insectagram.
Why does everything have to be covered in sugar?
Because I'm seven!
Our handle is @StoryPillar.
You can also follow Mackenzie Ellison, who does our awesome episode cover art, at MK Ellison Art, or check out mkellisonart.com. Okay, ready to say goodbye?
Bye! I love you!
Bye. Come back next time if you want to.
Bye, everyone. Remember, feeling irritated with a sibling is tough. Try taking a minute to cool off and set some ground rules, or take Charlotte, Aviana, and Esme's suggestions and count to 10, ask a grown-up for help, or find something calming to do on your own. Whatever you choose, you got this, and we'll be here cheering you on. Hey, Story Pillar friends. Grown-ups, if you love the news, or most of it anyway, and want your kids to love the news too, check out Newsy Paloozy, a news podcast for smart kids and curious adults. Here are Leela and her mom Lindy with everything you need to know.
Hello, hello, I'm Leela Shivshanka Prickett.
And this is my mama.
I'm also called Lindy Prickett.
We produce the only world news podcast for kids, Newsy Paloozy.
Though a lot of adults like it too.
Because we don't just do politics. Nope, there's so much more happening in the world, like art, culture.
And sports news.
And loads of science.
And by science, we mean up in space, down in the sea, animals roving the earth.
Like the four-legged whale that used to roam Egypt, or the bumblebee who befriended a British girl.
Or the sheep versus lawnmower debate, as well as the latest in tech, from electric vehicles to AI helping art. You name it, we cover it.
It's the coolest pool of news and information.
Come on and take a dip in.
Newsy Paloozy.